the pavement and waited. From my position, I could see the main gate of the mosque, and I knew roughly the direction our young male target would be coming from, and I could see all the faces entering and leaving the mosque. Our target should exit and then turn away from me as I discreetly alerted the team. Holding an old coffee cup asking for change, I bowed my head slightly and prepared to transmit on my covert radio, or net as the operators called it. 06 has the mosque entrance, I murmured, giving the appearance that I was just a tramp muttering to himself. Roger that, 06. Target is running free towards the area of the mosque now. Light grey sawar kameez, full beard as of yesterday, tan open-toed sandals. Having the team leader give me the description is essential. It allows me to lock onto him naturally without looking as if I'm studying the hundreds of males walking into the mosque, which is really difficult to do given how dark and wet this night is. From 06, target walking north on St. Thomas Road, I have control. Letting the team know I could see the target was vital. It meant I could keep them out of the area as long as I could see him, saving our team for later if they needed to get close to him. The target was self-radicalized. His parents were both doctors. We'd known about him for a number of years and that he'd travelled to West Africa to fight with Boko Haram. Recently, he had returned home. I'd noticed over the past few weeks that a bruise had started to appear in the centre of his forehead, indicating he was praying far harder. We knew from his emails and text messages that he wanted to commit mass murder at a local school. We didn't know which one or when, but it was in the next few days. Maybe tomorrow. This type of attack planning wasn't the work of the usual extremists we fight every day. My suspicions that our target was getting help to move around the globe freely were eating away at me. We differ from the police in a lot of ways. Firstly, our levels of compromise are much lower because of our skill sets, tactics, and the resources available to us. Put simply, the people we hunt never know we're there, and even when they end up in court, they still don't know how they got caught. The police like to arrest quickly, to remove the threat to the public as soon as possible. But that doesn't defeat the problem. It merely takes away one of the foot soldiers. We want the whole infrastructure. By letting our targets go about their daily lives and progress their attack plan in stages all the way to their endgame, whether that is a suicide bombing, hostage taking, or mass murder, it lets us see their cell and develop what we call an intelligence picture. We light it up from the inside, seeing their methods, financial backing, recruiting procedures, planning, hierarchy and known associates. It's not about taking this one particular attack out of the equation. It's about using this one to identify and stop 10 others. As the crowd of worshippers descended on the mosque, I made a mental note of how few females were entering compared to the hundreds of males. 06, do you read, base? Yes, go ahead. Just at this point, a very kind, if slightly uptight, woman dropped some change into my cup, but I could tell from her face that she was repulsed by the smell of my clothes. So with 27 pence in my tattered Starbucks cup, the operations centre tell me that our target has been spotted on local CCTV near the area. This was great news. I knew I had the right guy, but it's always nice having a fresh set of eyes confirm you have control of the right target. All stations from 06, I responded. Target in to the mosque. I can give you a standby on exit, but can't go with. I hated the technical silence of our radios when we were waiting for a standby to wake the whole team up. It's isolating, the lack of chatter over the radio. My legs had gone numb and the cold from the pavement was creeping into my hip joints. Moving my toes in my ripped trainers, I was trying to force blood around my body while quietly asking for any spare change from the passers-by, who by now, as it started to rain and the temperature dropped, weren't lifting their heads up to look at me. Even the local police foot patrol ignored me. I was living my cover, and it was working perfectly. All stations, 06, I whispered urgently into my covert radio. People coming en masse out of the mosque. Only the women came out first, most in full abaya worn over normal clothes. 16 left the mosque, all talking together, apart from two straggling behind. I had counted 14 women into the mosque earlier. Had I got it wrong? I was sure I hadn't. Team leader, do you read 06? Go ahead. Can all stations keep an eye out for the target, please? He may have changed appearance. I wasn't 100% sure, but needed the team to be open to the possibility that our target had changed his clothing inside the mosque.